This is The Lullaby Effect with music educator and researcher Dr. Anita Collins.
Hello, I'm Anita Collins. This podcast is about how important it is to sing to your child and how you are actually helping them to grow every time you sing to them. This episode is grooving to music, and we're asking, why do I move when I sing to my baby? When my daughter was really young, I found that I was swaying a lot when I was holding her, and I often would be humming or singing to her as well. And I thought it was really interesting that it seemed to be so natural. And even now, she's a little bit older, but even when I'm with her, I find myself swaying. So this got me interested in understanding why that happened and why singing and moving seemed to be so connected. What we now know is that babies are using what they hear to teach their body how to move. From an evolutionary perspective, babies when they're born cannot speak, cannot move with intent or control, they can't see very well, but their hearing is absolutely perfect. And there's an evolutionary reason for that. It's actually the sense that they're using right at the start of their lives to take in all of their information. It's their primary sense, which seems a little strange because as we grow older, we think it's our sight. But our hearing remains our primary sense all the way through our lives. Now, what babies are doing are taking in information through their ears to teach the rest of their brain how to work. Now, when it comes to movement, what they're doing is often trying to find the beat in music or any sounds that they hear, and they're getting their auditory cortices to talk to their motor cortices. And then that's why we see babies bopping up and down in the supermarket, because they're actually using the music that they're hearing to teach their body how to move.
You're listening to Dr. Anita Collins, music educator and researcher, and this is The Lullaby Effect. Has all this talk of lullabies made you sleepy? Do you want to make your children sleepy? Kindling is here to help you with a whole series of lullaby specials available for free on the Kindling app. Just download it from your app store and look for the Settle Petal Lullaby Specials.
The way we move to music has a lot to do with the beat. And the beat isn't always played by a particular instrument, but we can find the beat. Every time we tap our hand on our knee or tap our foot or bop our head, often in the car, that is finding the beat in music. That's exactly what babies are doing. And through finding the beat, they're actually then, say, telling their arm how to tap, or telling their foot how to tap, or telling their head how to bob. And it's that element of music which is the primary element that we use right at the start to learn how to move. So let's get back to the question. Why do I move when I sing to my baby? The answer is, by moving, when you've got your baby in your arms and you're singing, it's the first opportunity they have to actually learn what a beat is. They're hearing through their ears the song, they're feeling through their bodies the movement, and it's the very first time that they come to understand what a beat is. Then when they start to stand, or they start to toddle along, or they start to move around, they have a point of reference for understanding what the beat is in music and how they can use it to teach their bodies how to move.
You've been listening to The Lullaby Effect, brought to you by Kindling Kids Radio. For more on lullabies, subscribe to The Lullaby Effect wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, please rate us and give a review. It will help us spread the word and reach more parents. Thanks for your support.